Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy John. John, pull up the car through the drive-thru.
Hey, good morning, good morning. How we doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, buddy?
Well, it seems to be that I'm the Super Bowl champion, so I'm doing all right.
You and Tommy won a Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good year to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer or a Tampa Bay sports fan. There's no doubt about it. So if only the Rays could have closed it out and beat the Dodgers for the World Series, but AL champs isn't too bad. So, the Bucs looked really, really good. So, I was incredibly impressed the way that the defense played against Patrick Mahomes. So, and
it goes to show you, like, I'm not trying to defend Carson Wentz, but when you lose your entire offensive line, even Patrick Mahomes does not look like Superman, does he?
No, he didn't look like Superman that night, that's for sure.
Well, they lost their starting right tackle, left tackle, and right guard before that game. In the last two games, they lost their three of their five starting offensive linemen. They only had one real starter left, and the Tampa Bay defensive line and that defensive coordinator actually said, "Now, let me see. They have no offensive line, so if we apply pressure, this might work."
I think they only rushed four people the entire game. So.
Yeah, but
not to mention that Kansas City's chief kind of didn't make the game either. The lineman coach, right? So
no, it was the linebackers coach, not the
linebackers coach. I thought it was offensive line coach.
No, it was the linebackers coach. It was Andy's son who had that accident.
Yeah, he was a
linebacker coach. But anyway, it was a great Super Bowl for you. It was a boring Super Bowl for spectators.
For the rest of the population, yeah, that's the way it is. You know, if it's your team in there winning, then you're happy. But for everybody else, it's not very much of a game. So.
No, it was. Mahomes did the best he could with being under attack the entire game.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What made your team defense so good was all three of your linebackers run like 4.240s, where they're fast as HE double hockey sticks, so they could keep them contained.
Yeah, and that's a key factor when you're playing that scrambling quarterback, is able to make sure that he doesn't get that corner and able to scramble out. So, yeah they did get a really good job. I was really impressed.
Yep, they played well. I mean, it was like I said, it was boring. It was a Super Bowl. I mean, the halftime show was horrible. As usual for me, I wanted to move it up 20 minutes. I mean, the point is, the Super Bowl, it was a great game for you, for us spectators, especially when you don't hit your block pool. It's not that, you understand what I'm saying? And then the halftime show.
Yeah, I didn't get mine either, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, there was nothing spectacular in that Super Bowl if you weren't a Tampa Bay and Tom Brady fan.
Yeah, for us, it was really great.
Absolutely. It would have been for me if I was at the Eagles kicking the crap out of Kansas City. I'd have been, yeah, that would have been the best Super Bowl ever because it was absolutely no stress after the first half was over.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty. I mean, my son was still a nervous wreck most of the third, but then by the by about 10 minutes left in the fourth, even he was going, I think we might have this.
So. Yeah. Yeah. They were they couldn't get them. They couldn't get the guys open because they had no time. So it was a great Super Bowl. I seen you got what'd you get, awoken by a cow this morning?
Yeah, actually, we somehow there's cows making their way through the swamp from the cow pasture a couple of miles away. We wake up this morning. There's a cow in the front yard eating on some grass, and then Lisa's seen like two or three of them and a bull. That's the one that's a little worse.
Oh yeah.
I really don't want a bull in the front yard. So.
Yeah, that's pretty freaky deaky, John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently somebody's got a hole in their fence, apparently. So I'm going to have to run them back. I don't even know how to, because I can't make my way through the swamp. You know, they just kind of slog their way through there. So I don't even know what to do about it.
Yeah, and you don't want to call animal control in some ways because, you know, you do. Yeah, you should, but then you don't know what they're going to do with them.
Yeah, I mean, and their cows are tagged, you know, so they're obviously not, but at the same time, I certainly don't want to be out there mowing and get bulls.
No, I wouldn't either. No, I wouldn't either. And my neighbor, they have horses behind us, and somehow the couple of the horses, even though they have, not weekly, but once a month you get that nice dump on the yard that from a horse, and there's nothing like it. You know what I'm saying, John?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, these cows are spending most of their time in the neighbor's yard that's never there, so I'm pretty sure they're doing a good job.
And then this week I had the you guys don't have this problem, but we have the dumpsters for the trash when you put your trash out. And you're allowed one recyclable dumpster, it's a rolling trash can, and one regular. So the trash man knocks over your cans. He's not allowed to get out of the truck to pick it up, John. Okay, so this is multiple times it's happened. The first time it happens, I actually chased him down the street and tried to get him to come back, and I put it on the other side when he came back around, but he goes, I'm not allowed to get out of the truck, buddy. And I'm like, why? You knocked it over. Like, I get to clean up your mess, and he goes, yeah, that's our bylaw. So it happened again, so I called the township because I had no trash pickup this week. He knocked down both cans. I come home from work. The entire front yard's covered in trash. In the street, I have to pick it up, and I call up the township, and I go, your driver knocked over my trash, nobody's came back to pick it up again, because they're supposed to, I said, you're supposed to send somebody out, right? Yeah, she goes, he never reported it, and I said, how come they're not allowed out of the truck, and she goes, it's dangerous for our employees. I said, so, the taxpayer, which is me, that pays $7,000 a year in property tax, who gets his trash knocked all over his front lawn, that it isn't dangerous for me to be out in the street picking up trash, but God forbid your poor trash guy who knocked over my cans gets out in the street. Is that like kind of not hypocritical, John? It's safe. It's unsafe for them,
it
but it's okay
like
for the homeowner.
Sounds like you've heard reports of a crazy Doug Davis guy that gets mad and will rent rates, and they're afraid of you beating up their employee.
But, John, tell me you wouldn't be aggravated to come home from work and your front lawn's covered in trash. And that you got it. You have no way. I mean, it's full to the brim as it is. The dumpsters ain't big enough. And with this whole COVID thing going on, I've even called to ask
that. That you're doing at
what's
home,
that?
So you get a lot more trash.
Exactly. So I call for every. I called and said everybody should get another recyclable can at the minimum because everybody's using Amazon online delivery. We have, the recyclable cans are totally full every week. You have no room. I got boxes in the back of my truck. And the thing is, we'll have to do a trash audit for you. If you need another can, we'll have to come out to your house and teach you how to dispose of trash. John, about to explode if you heard that.
Between that and the ice storm, I think maybe you just need to move to Florida.
Oh, absolutely. It is bad. We got ice everywhere, slipping and sliding. It's been an ugly couple weeks
with
the snow and the ice.
As bad as I feel for you guys that are way up north, but you're accustomed to it. You know, my in-laws that live in Houston, they've got ice and snow, and they're not used to it at all. So they're afraid to go out because they're driving in that stuff, and that's the best thing. If you live in the south and you're not used to driving in snow and ice, you best just stay at home and pretend like everybody's still got COVID or something, and just stay at home, because it's dangerous if you don't know how to drive in it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with ice, nobody knows how to drive in it. You can start, but you can't stop. It's the same idiots with snow, and when it snows 4 or 5 inches here, that they'll fly in their SUV as fast as you want. You can't stop, idiot. That's the problem. It has nothing to do about going. It has to do with stopping, and that's what causes all the accidents.
Yep.
The morons think they get to 100 mile an hour because they have a four-wheel drive.
Hey, look at you. You are set.
But anyway, I got my second COVID shot this week, John. So, I got that. I'm feeling the second one went in. It burned. I asked the girl. I said, did you light that on fire before you stuck it in me, or what did you do with that? And she started to giggle. But, no, I was okay. Just the arm was a little sore, and I had a splitting headache the next day, but that was about it, John.
Yeah.
Besides that, I've been a little tired, but I felt pretty good. I went to work, so that tells you I felt okay. Yeah. I mean, the lady who gave it to me said she was sick for 24 hours pretty bad, like the flu.
I guess it just really depends on who you are.
But her husband got no effects from it, so. Anywho. Yeah, so. Anywho.
Actually, I had
what else? How's driving the bus, John? You had one day off. How did that feel?
I actually had 2 days off, so yay me. It was wonderful. So, but and then back to it. Everything's going well. Let's see. Are you ready for the Disney bad joke bus driver of the week? All right. Why did Mickey want to become an astronaut?
Yes.
Why he wanted to visit Pluto?
I don't know.
Sure,
John, tell me. No, there. I've heard that before too. That's why I was doing the Dennett. Yeah, I was trying to think, but my brain was dead here, John, because I got 15 things running. If you follow me, but yeah. Well, speaking of space, did you see more and more stuff coming out on the Star Wars hotel? Yeah, well, some more reports are they're showing how the screens are going to work inside the building and inside the new space restaurant. It's kind of an advanced version of the multiplane, how they're doing it with the technology of today to kind of make you feel like you really are in outer space. There's going to be an elevator in the hotel that don't go anywhere, but it's going to make you feel like you're going up an elevator to get to your restaurant and everything with these screens and all. It's going to make it literally look like you're moving up
in
the
it's
building
be,
and stuff like
to
that.
Hydrolator
it's definitely a two-day visit, John. So. Is what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. So.
Yes, but a more advanced version.
The 90s, so. Yeah, I miss
I was on them, John. They were there until 2000.
It was a whole big adventure to get the Seabase Alpha. That's what I kind of liked it when it was that way. So,
yeah. Yeah, I remember that. It was really cool. It was like I remember my wife being a little nervous about getting on.
Yeah, it was the first time you were there. So.
Yeah, and it was nothing because we didn't know much then. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Hey, like, speaking of, I
wasn't
why,
the Disney
but,
and the Star Wars expert I am today.
Friday and Saturday, or at least last night, Epcot was open until 11 o'clock. I think I guess maybe for Valentine's Day. I don't know, but.
Hmm.
Yeah, and 11 o'clock for Epcot.
Yeah, maybe. It's cool to hear that the park's extending hours.
That I ever remember being out there was 10, and then, you know, they would be always be open until midnight or so on New Year's Eve and stuff like that, but 11 in the middle of February, that's kind of unusual. So.
I think slowly but surely, maybe we're going to start getting back to normal here.
Are starting to, I mean, it's obviously the middle of February, like I said, so it's not huge, but I know we've got Blizzard Beach opening up in March. I actually got a cast member preview day for that coming up. So it's going to be open. And so I know, I think All-Star Movies is opening in March. So it'll be nice to get some of these other hotels open.
If we could only hear rumors of Riverside, because, you know, we've been talking about maybe coming down in May with you, and...
Yeah, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
We were hoping that would be open, you know what I'm saying, John? But back to the Star Wars Hotel, it is going to be a two-day,
yeah.
And it's going to be, like you were saying, John, 100% like checking into a cruise. I'm sure if there was you wanted to leave, you could leave, but for the most part, everything I'm hearing, it's a two-day immersive. It would be like you're on a boat on land.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, supposedly, one of the things I'm hearing, you take on a character for the 2 days you're in there, and you do training and all different kind of things. So, more and more is coming out. It sounds very interesting, but, John, me and you will never be able to afford it unless they allow us onto it for free preview or something, John, because we're not getting in there any other way, I don't think, unless one of us hit the lotteries
one
day soon.
And I don't see this isn't a destination for, like, a family of five or anything like that. I think it would be more of maybe a father-son, a mother-son type of trip, the big Star Wars fans, and make sure your child... Or daughter. All right.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you segregating against daughters, John?
Yes, or daughter, but as...
Yeah.
Oh, God, please.
The baddest Jedi ever.
But, more of a trip when they're probably your child is, 12 or so, 11, 12, somewhere in that range, and you still want to play and stuff like that, because I can't imagine having three-year-olds in here. It's not going to be worth the effort, you know, so...
No. I was speaking to 3-year-olds, John. You know how I always stream live video while we're watching. And parents, allow your kids to explore. Like, I'm watching, they're at the Animal Kingdom. It's like a 4-hour a day at the Animal Kingdom here. And it's in-depth. Like, they're going, the person filming this is going really, really slow, like showing everything. Which I enjoy that while I'm recording. It's basically my background noise even while I'm doing work in the office. You follow me? And... they're walking down the Kilimanjaro Safari queue, which I consider one of the best queues out there, don't you, John? Well, I like it the way you stop at all the different, like you go through the check-in post, and they have different, the way it's set up, they did a hell of a job setting that queue up. It was a lot of work. And the daughter's sitting there, there's a line, and it's social distancing right now, but there's a daughter there. She's trying to look at all the different stuff as she's going along. And the mother keeps grabbing her arm and dragging her forward. It's like, where are you going to walk by you? You're not going anywhere in this queue. Like, there's people ahead a ways. But if your daughter or son is exploring and trying to learn, the idea of these queues is also to be a part of the ride. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, enjoy.
And she's, like, dragging this poor little girl, like... hurry up, let's get to the back of this guy's head. You know what I mean? It's like, enjoy the queue, people. It's very aggravating when you see that. How many times are you on certain rides, John, where you allow people to walk by you because you're looking at something?
Expedition Everest and stuff like that. If you're looking at the Bigfoot stuff, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman, or the Yeti, or whatever you want to call him, as you get inside, there's all kinds of little... Easter eggs you can find in that little museum area, so you can let half the friggin' crowd go by you if you want to and look at all that stuff. It's really interesting.
I've even let people go by me multiple times on Pirates because I'm looking at certain things. I'm looking at the walls. Like, I enjoy the work that was put into these queues. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, if you let the kid explore a little bit instead of dragging them along, like, holy moly, man, they're enjoying, that's half the trip, enjoying all the beauty that isn't the rides of Walt Disney World. If that's what you're going to do, just go to a Great Adventure and be done with it.
Especially at Animal Kingdom. I mean, there's, you know, probably only 6-7 e-ticket rides there, so you're going to hit all those, so take your time.
Yeah, I mean, enjoy the view. Have you seen the Epcot Leave a Legacy walls yet, John?
No, I haven't had a chance to walk around yet.
Well, it looks like the cool part is everybody who bought one are on these new walls.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking, you let me know when you see it, because I haven't been up close and personal. It's saying it's on the left-hand side and down the middle, the panels are put up at the entrance of Epcot. And I'm kind of thinking these are twofold. These walls are put up to kind of distract everybody from looking at that monstrosity of a building that is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know. It's a big one.
It is, but the way these walls, the walls like 7'8", 7'8" high. It's pretty big. And if you go online, you can get a readout of where your name is. They'll give you the coordinates of where to find your name, which is pretty cool. But the way I'm looking at them right now, the vibrant colors and everything, John, I'm thinking they're trying to mind's eye off of that monster building.
Yeah, maybe that's the idea.
Yeah, so. But if you did leave a legacy, I think your name is in there.
Yeah, so. I'm actually off tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and I may swing by and walk through Epcot after I get off.
Well, if you're listening to this tomorrow and you want to see Johnny, might be at Epcot.
Might be.
Real celebrity.
Bumbling
the
around.
Fifth Beatle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fifth Beatle, guys. But did you, have you watched anything new, John? Have you watched any Disney Plus stuff or anything like that? People are having a problem getting into WandaVision, John.
Yeah, I watched the last episode of WandaVision, and then I started a new show, Doug, that has nothing to do with Disney. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai.
Oh, I watched a couple of them, John. I was a big Karate Kid fan when I was a kid. I enjoyed those movies.
Yeah, well, I think the majority of our generation did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But Cobra Kai is kind of a corny good show.
Yeah, it's exactly. And you can't help but feel for the goober dude, even though he's a loser and still pretty much an ass at times, but you still feel bad for him. He just is a born loser
yeah.
at times.
No, and I'm also watching our buddies, my buddy Tommy Lee, our buddy Tommy, who, you know, I know he was up there. He probably threw the cardboard box out of the Super Bowl. Couldn't you see that, John?
Yeah, yeah. I could. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, he was, I know he was excited, but he told me about that Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
Okay.
It's really good. Even though it's for all of our English footballers, it's about soccer. It's about an American football coach that goes to London and coaches a soccer team. But it's more about all the people coming together and positivity. It was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed that. And he's telling me, he kept asking me about WandaVision. Judith don't want to watch it, but he wants to watch it with Judith. So I watched the first few episodes. I'm going to watch the rest of it. But I don't know what it is. It just, I can't get into it, John. It's just, I feel wrong watching it or something. Just something don't seem right.
It's goony, corny, but, I mean, obviously there's an underlying story to why they're stuck in these TV sitcoms and that whole bit. And so, I with that story, I don't see it going past one season. Because, I mean, obviously the story is going to have to come to an
one
end,
and
it wouldn't make any sense to go anywhere else.
I'm looking
so
forward
really
to Hawkeye, though.
One season type
looking
show.
Looking forward to Hawkeye.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense any. What's that?
No, I'm looking forward to that. And,
yeah, I think so.
They're saying
yeah,
something about the Black Widow
good,
might be part of you pay like you did with Milan to see it on there. Yeah, so that's one of the rumors with that.
Yeah,
but
I'll wait.
I just a quick shout out. I want to thank our buddy Jim Tucker for always posting our stuff, John. I really appreciate you. For some reason, I think because he picks on me so much with that mobile warning, sometimes I forget him. But I just wanted to thank Jim for constantly tweeting out our stuff. So, yes.
Yeah. But
our buddy Robbie,
he
was tweeting me stuff about Disneyland and like us saying one thing's closed and the other open, and he can't understand some of that. He sent me a DM, John, so about California Adventure and what's going on out there, which is very convenient, right?
Yeah, what he said was that California Adventure is open, but for a while you couldn't eat there, but Disneyland's not open at all. But that doesn't make any sense. If it's a theme park, why is one allowed to be open and the other one isn't? That'd be like saying Epcot can open, but Magic Kingdom can't.
Anyway, he
what?
Gave me some direct messages saying that we actually cheered him up listening
idea.
To our show. So, Robbie, if us two idiots can cheer you up, we really, really appreciate it, and we're glad we can cheer you up, Robbie. So, but Yeah, we'll see, John. I can't wait for everything to get open again. Hopefully everybody can get vaccinated sooner than later.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm hoping that it's available for me pretty soon. You know,
And you should be considered a frontline worker. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm surprised Disney hasn't found a way to get its cast members vaccinated.
Well, from what I've read, there's a laundry list of stuff that happened here in Central Florida, or in Florida generally, of how it's locked down to just Publix's being able to give it out or something of this sort. Mm. And the VA,
I go too far, John. We
right
might be accused of being politically against one side or the other and get in trouble. Is anybody who says anything anymore? I mean, TV stars and everybody, they're going down like flies. Every day you hear about four or five people that said something and they're in trouble, John. So we got to watch ourselves. Oh, I hear you, John.
Yeah,
but see, and I'm trying to be,
and
everybody thinks I'm the evil one. Why can't they both just be great, John? I love them both.
I think
in our community, Dole Whip is the Democrats and Citrus Straws the Republicans. Don't you agree, John? Yeah, so that's what we'll have to say. And I enjoy both. I love a Dole Whip and a Citrus Roll, John. Anyhow, what else we have here, Johnny? To bring back the cast members from their countries to the parks, and now I'm reading they're not.
Well, what I read, the article that I read was that Patina Group, which is obviously the restaurant group that does a lot of restaurants inside the Italy Pavilion and at Disney Springs, had put up job postings for people to work inside the theme parks and at
Disney
Springs.
Now it's saying they're not. So who knows, John? So. Yeah, it says Patina Restaurant Group is not hiring cultural representatives for the Italian Pavilion in Epcot. So, well, it's this whole COVID crazy world right now, John. It's saying an international recruiting website has sparked reports today that the Italian Pavilion was actively recruiting cast members for Disney Cultural Representative Program at Epcot. We have heard this evening directly from the Patina Group, the restaurant operator at the Italian Pavilion, that they are not hiring from Italy for the pavilion and that the news is completely incorrect. John, it's fake news. So now Disney has fake news, John. What's the world
apparently coming
to? But yeah. Yeah, I was.
It's all part of the,
every
like,
other
people,
place,
really
but, you know, the only problem I had was when that handsome Italian guy was flirting with my wife and your wife at dinner, John. We had dinner at 2. Yes. Yeah. Oui, monsieur. How you doing?
That's all part of the experience.
Well, that's Joey. That's Joey from Friends.
Now you sound French.
That's how messed up he is.
Italian, so you're getting your ass.
Yeah, that's how messed up he is. What else we have here, Johnny?
That's French.
Bob Chapek comments on Walt Disney's World. Growing attendance and mask use, but no opening dates for upcoming attractions. So, nothing about anything, John. So we're going to be in the dark still about Ratatouille's Adventure, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, Harmonious, and Galactic Star Cruiser were mentioned in today's earnings call. And the earnings were, the Disney company actually passed their earning projections of, I think they were supposed, they wanted to make $15.9 billion and they made $16.2 billion, but they did lose at the parks. So apparently, if you only make, if you make $16.2 billion, even though you lost at the parks and you passed your quarterly hopes, you still suck. you got to gain in all sectors, John. You can't lose in one and have the other. So it was okay for all these years that the theme parks carried them, if you follow me, John, for the past 10 years. But now all of a sudden, they opened up Disney Plus. Instead of them thinking of it as a savior, and thank God we got this with COVID going on, like, how fortunate were they to open a streaming service during a pandemic? So their bottom line ended up being good, but they're still going to lay off cast members. Like, they still couldn't have carried the cast members is what my problem is, John. They did okay. Be happy. Most people didn't pass their quarterly earnings, if you follow me, John. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. 5G cell tower at Disney's Grand California Resort. So, we're getting Grand Floridian Resort. I'm thinking of California being closed. There was another article here with Disneyland, but the Grand Floridian now has 5G small towers roaming around, John. Well, I wonder if they're going to charge you for 5G, John. Walt Disney World they're only that tall. They're as tall as a lamppost. Yeah.
Yeah, remember back in the day when they had to be the...
Yeah, there's also previously looked at Epcot Resort area, and there are currently three towers along the promenade outside the Yacht and Beach Club. So the ones over at the Grand Floridian are white. The ones at white and, like, I don't know, they look like a greenish black. So you won't even notice them if you don't look for them, if you follow me, John. So, it isn't clear which carrier will be delivering the 5G service at Walt Disney World. Has previously partnered with it. So it would seem likely it would be at least one of these providers. I wouldn't be surprised if it's both. Why one's white and one's green, you know, that tells me maybe it's both carriers.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I've got Verizon,
Johnny,
so that'd be great if it actually worked out great out there.
Okay, I don't want to get in any trouble. I don't know which administration did this or who it's or how it's happening or whatever. It's just news. And it's on a different site. Reports suggest that the White House is considering domestic travel bans to Florida amid steadily rising UK variant of COVID-19 cases in the state. So, I'm just reading the news here, people. Various news outlets are reporting that the White House is considering domestic travel restrictions to Florida as COVID-19 mutation cases rise steadily in the state. The B1.1 all new COVID cases in Florida. Florida is leading in case numbers in the U.S., followed by Wyoming, Colorado, Connecticut, and California. A third of all U.S. B117 cases are now occurring in Florida. The B1.1.7 point or UK strain is more transmittable than rich strains, according to recent research, which is promoting the concerns from the Biden administration. I didn't write this. This comes at a time when airlines have been increasing flights to Florida and guest numbers continue to rise at Walt Disney World. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is unlikely to support any restriction on Florida travel, with DeSantis being a cheerleader for no COVID-19 restrictions and a fully open state. So, don't shoot the messenger, John. Anywho. It's a lot of these leave a legacy, Walt,
I guess.
John News.
I mean,
they're really into it.
So.
Have you, how many days straight now are you
I don't know. I'm
set up
Tuesday
to drive?
Off. I put myself in for a extra shift that day, but if I don't have it by tomorrow morning, I'm going to take it off so I can just enjoy my day off. Last thing I want to do is be prepared for a day off and then have to work. So I'll take it off tomorrow if I don't hear anything by that time. But yeah, as of now, I got Tuesday off, and so I grill steaks and eat. So, but, okay.
Well, that was a perfect Valentine's Day to all. This is Valentine's Day. I should have led the show off with that, John.
To all of our wonderful wives.
Yes. Wives and husbands who listen to the show, both. Yep. And our beautiful wives. Last night, John, I went a little overboard. Thank God my beautiful bride helped me a little bit, but I made a major, I can't even speak right now. I'm trying to say Halloween, John. I couldn't say Valentine's Day. We made a big Valentine's dinner I did for the girls. I had my sister-in-law Donna over, my mother-in-law, my wife, and we had a beautiful dinner, and my wife made chocolate-covered strawberries for us for dessert. But I made Le Cellier filet mignons, and I made Le Cellier maple glazed salmon, John. How's that sound? Yes, and I did baked mashed potatoes. I made the filet mignons with the Le Cellier maple recipe. If you follow me, the barbecue sauce that they use on their filet. John, that was awesome. But if you go to All Ears and read that recipe, you could downsize the marinade for the steak by like 75%. We end up freezing a whole freezer bag full of the barbecue sauce.
The chefs are making, what, 200 or 300 covers a night, and so then they have to adjust it to try to make it for 4 to 6 people, and so a lot of times the quantities are off and stuff like that. Yeah, we all oftentimes end up with too much stuff, or sometimes it's been too little, so...
Yeah, this was, well, the good part is we froze it. We're going to use it, which is a good thing. But it made way too much. But, man, were those steaks good, John. They came out fantastic. And then yes. The maple glazed salmon with the maple syrup and the brown sugar and the honey and all. The pecans, because I did the roasted pecans and all that go on. Have you ever had their maple glazed salmon?
Month and a half or so.
Did you like it?
Yep.
Yeah, what I did is I got the big salmon fillets, but I sliced them in half. So it made the portions good, if you follow me, for having the steak. I got two nice salmon fillets. I cut them in half, so I made four out of the two, if you follow me, which was the perfect amount to go with a filet mignon. So... we had a really, really nice dinner yesterday, and I do have to say, my appetizer where I made shrimps, spicy garlic shrimp, and I did my horseradish garlic crusted scallops.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, you're right.
No, I'm sorry about that, John. I wish I could have made you, but I have to admit, this ain't usually like me to brag about myself at all. So, I'm gonna hop off now, and dude,
very nice.
It was fantastic. Everything was very good. I mean, I know my sister-in-law was, you know, blowing smoke as far as saying it was one of the best meals she's ever had, but it was very good. She was being nice to me, I think, but it was very good.
It rained most
she enjoyed
of
it.
Yesterday
she
morning.
We really had a great really family dinner last night.
Crappy looking
it was
right
very
now,
good.
And there's a big blob of stuff out in the Gulf. So yeah. It transfers
beautiful
to
Valentine's
state,
Day today.
There,
the Daytona 500 kicks off today.
Afternoon. Yeah, well, you never know.
And here comes Presley. He wants to join the podcast, John. Oh, he opens up the door to make sure I'm safe, and
yay.
Then he turns
so
around
slowly
and leaves.
Slowly but surely, stuff is
making sure I'm still here. I didn't leave out the window, John. Oh, my goodness. John, this is good news, too. Tree of Life Awakening projection show performing on select nights now, John.
Yeah, I enjoy that a little more than I enjoyed Rivers of Light, too. So I agree with you on that one.
Dude, I love that show. I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
I think the Tree of Life, the 10 minutes or 8 minutes, days, whatever the amount that is, blows away Rivers of Light ever was. What about you?
Fort Langhorne.
Judith John said that, your favorite.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, there you go.
There you go. Fort Langhorne, John, you know where that is?
Well, do you know why it's called Fort Langhorne?
It's
well,
on
actually,
Tom Sawyer's Island.
Name,
it reopened.
You know whose middle name it is?
I got you, John. Yeah, that reopened on
Samuel
Tom
Langhorne
Sawyer's Island.
Clemens, which also would be known as Mark Twain, the author of Tom Sawyer.
Because there was a guy named Langhorne that they named it after. now you're going to try to get me.
Me
you got
to
turn it around, don't you? Hold on. Let me look this up on my iPhone. Let me look it up, John. Who is it?
Yeah, I think I did five or
See,
six
you,
trips
you always
up
have
around
to
the
win,
interior
John.
Of Fort Wilderness.
Very, very
being the interior shuttle, or one of the interior shuttles. There's like three interior shuttles
well,
over there.
You told
and
me so much
so
about it that
I've
figured I was throwing you a softball actually there, John.
I've heard enough banjo music to last me a lifetime.
Yes, you should have.
So I felt like I was trapped in the movie Deliverance.
Peter Pan. So,
I got it. Closed for 6 months. The deer population. Yeah, and they're all over out here.
I love Circle.
No, that's good too. Good. Yeah, I'm hoping it's yearly. There's just something.
They had a good old time, John.
Well, for a while there was no park hopping, so you know, without park hopping, why would you even run the monorail? Well, you got to take a bus right now. So, but I mean,
listen, kids, if you see a wild turkey, stay away from it because it will attack you.
Yeah, well, that's what we did, and that's. That's one of the reasons that we changed to Old Key West is because we were supposed to stay at the Poly.
Yeah, well, if you're staying at
on, the fact
yeah, if you're staying at the Poly, you can take the TTA
the
over
right
to Epcot.
Now,
it's just, the idea it's, of it.
And there's no
or
fireworks,
the,
so I mean.
But
I'd
my point is,
be,
was
you know,
a lot of
like
people at the Contemporary and those resorts, the Grand Floridian, all would go over to the TTA
Poly's
and TTC and ride it over.
Beautiful. Oh, here's a good question for you, Doug. All right, so in all the DVC resorts, or at least the DVC resorts, I don't know about the ones that aren't, but all the DVC resorts have barbecue pits where you can bring your own charcoal and grill. There's one resort that actually has propane grills.
Yeah, I mean, face it, the Poly's a horrible resort. We know people that like it, but it's a horrible resort. It's because Pat likes it. Calm down.
No. It's the Polynesian because they had already ran all those propane lines for the torches that they burn. Yep, that's why they have propane ones. So. Yeah. But no, all the ones that
I'm trying to think
around the DVC
would
area,
it be the Contemporary
because
it's Contemporary?
So interesting fact that if you're
okay,
going there,
well, tell
you, don't
me
have,
why,
you don't have to worry about bringing your charcoal and your lighter fluid and all that good stuff. So.
Oh, okay. So that's why they allow it. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool
well,
to know. I thought maybe the Contemporary because it's supposed to be in the future, not the past.
At Saratoga last year, yeah, I grilled out twice, and it was fantastic. And you never get so many nice comments about the smell of your steaks as you're grilling in front of people getting off buses. So yeah, it was pretty cool, actually.
I will be honest with you, John, you'll never
fun,
catch me
it?
Bringing all that down there with
fun.
Me from Jersey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, they really knocked it out of the park and went wild on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, well, if we all stay at Old Key West, John, I might have to get you to grill me some steaks.
Bratwurst,
yeah.
Wow.
Grill up some steaks and drink some beers. What else we have here, Johnny? Bratwurst added to Germany tasting booth. It looks pretty good, John.
Okay.
Yeah, they stepped up their game, didn't they, John? It's been a very, very slow news week, dear. Theme park hours extended for first week of March at Walt Disney World, which is good news. The hours are getting longer and longer. Moana themed cast members costumes debuted at Captain Cook's.
Yeah, that's the one that I've been seeing,
John,
being built backstage.
It's pretty cool.
It looks like a big circle, right?
And just more stuff added to this harmonious nightmare out in the middle of the Showcase Lagoon, John. Yeah, I mean, now they got this big silver monstrosity out in the middle of... It's like a half a ring out in the middle. It's like... Why don't they just drain it and just pour concrete in?
Cell phones to smartphones.
Make it even easier on them. I don't know, John. It's just... I'm looking at the view now, and it's bad, John. I'm not happy with this.
Smartphone, and now you can't imagine living without that.
You got to admit, it better be the greatest show. It better be Illuminations times five for it to even be worth all this crap on World Showcase Lagoon. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking across this view, and it's like, and this is all kidding aside, dude. It's making me very, very sad because one of my favorite things to do. There's been times where Brenda has walked into stores and Mom and we're on, and I walk out to one of the railings along World Showcase Lagoon at night, and just look across it. And the beauty of it, John. And even during the day, walking over when you're relaxing for a couple minutes, it's just so mind. It relaxes the mind so much. It was just. It's one of my favorite things to look at. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it would have been a bit much. You would be hearing so much of it already if COVID wasn't going on.
John works for Disney, and I don't.
Be,
so you go.
Unfortunately,
be positive, John.
I mean, I remember.
And you
Disneyland's 50th. You know, they had
additional scrims added to Peter Pan flight exterior to Magic
one
Kingdom.
Car out of every,
they're redoing the outside of Peter Pan, I guess, for the 50th coming up.
And stuff
dude,
like
they're
that.
Barely even mentioned in this anniversary. Is it me?
For Disney's the world's 50th, but I don't know if we're going to end up getting so much celebration because of what's going on. And if it is, it might kick in a year a little bit late, but if it does kick in late, well, then expect it to last 2.5 years because I think they celebrated the millennium for about 7 years, didn't they? So. Yeah, somewhere, someplace, you can find some kind of millennial celebration. Yeah. What is? Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. In some ways, you'd probably still be able to find some evidence of that going on at the park somewhere.
At Epcot, and there's a whole bunch of picnic benches set in the shade and stuff.
Yeah,
kind of hidden from guests.
Dividers added to your Wildlife Express train, John.
Table. You know, back in the day, of course, it was two
dividers
or three people per table, but now it's one person. But now they put dividers up.
But it's like, why ruin
so
that train?
You can
just
have two
only put so many people
if
on.
You really want to, but it feels like you're at, you know, it's Saturday afternoon at the prison and you're visiting Uncle Johnny. A big plastic shield. Yeah, it's just kind of, okay.
Yeah, no. It's very sad, John.
Yeah, it's a good time if you wanted to ride the...
Yeah, and speaking
Skyliner,
of that, with dividers and all, going back to the monorail,
yourself,
like, I hate to keep saying it, but
definitely what
isn't the
now,
monorail,
the
like, perfectly already divided to each car? I mean, you
morning.
Could put a family in each car. It would actually be the best time to ride the monorail because you're not... stuck with them trying to squeeze five families into a car that should hold a family of five.
You don't have to fold your strollers. You don't have to You don't have to anchor down the wheelchair or the scooter. So.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, especially for the handicapped, the monorail is so much easier than getting on and off a bus.
Yeah, well, that's what we did. We did a lot of times.
Yes.
Let's park at Epcot, take the monorail over to the Magic Kingdom, spend the morning in the Magic Kingdom, and then we end up at Epcot. So, yep.
No, I mean, it just baffles me that isn't open for those resorts to run over to Epcot. It just, or even for the people wanting to go to and from, like if they want to park there at the TCT and take the monorail over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always a great view of.
But I don't know. I mean,
because
I know some people that weren't park hopping, but and they were only going to Epcot and they liked the monorail, so they would park at the Magic Kingdom and take the monorail over to Epcot. You follow me? It's like starts the day off with the magic. If you know, that's the way I look at it, because there's nothing like entering Epcot when you go through
620,
Epcot itself like to come around the park. Am I wrong?
Well, this week was great.
Until
Tuesday,
love that.
And then it's
how much longer you have, John?
Just an awful, horrible, disgusting mess.
I can tell when you get fit. I can tell.
Thursday,
I can hear you pulling
it. At 3 or 4 o'clock, and I work until 11, 11:30, midnight, and then Saturday.
What time you get done today, John?
I won't know what
John?
Sunday is yet. I won't know that until Wednesday. But Saturday, I go in at 6, and I work until 2:30.
So how's your hours going? Are you getting to switch
atrocious.
More and more?
So that's gonna be at Epcot. So I don't know what I'll be doing. I'll probably be doing the cash shuttle, at least for the last couple hours. So unless they're planning on opening Epcot again next Saturday until 11 o'clock, maybe. I mean, I much prefer that. I like the cast members, but it's just a big circle route. So I much prefer going to the resorts. So.
Holy. And where's that at?
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm getting, you know, these masks are, I know they're necessary, but they are a pain in the butt. So.
Yeah. Well, the hours will be getting bigger. Chapek says that social distancing and mask mandate should be winding down by 2022 is what he's hoping for.
You ought to see what we... All right, so what we're supposed to do... We're wearing a mask all the time. We're using hand sanitizer all the time. But when we load wheelchairs, we have to... you get the hand sanitizer out. You have to clean your hands.
Dude,
then you put
walking
your,
on stilts and climbing
on,
ladders and exerting
mask,
yourself when you're wearing a mask
then you
for a 53-year-old guy is not good, John.
The bus with and the
you
wheelchair.
You just adds
and
that extra blah to your day,
so,
if you follow.
It's this whole process of, and I guess because they're saying we're within, you know, 6 feet of somebody for an extended amount of time, so we have to wear the face shields, but, oh boy, it's annoying, so. Yeah, and I mean, it literally takes 3 minutes to put a person into the restraints on the wheelchair, but I don't know, whatever, that's their policy, so. It would average about once a day, you know, some days you'll have two, and then I'll have a couple of days where I don't have any, so. Yesterday,
it's supposed
I had the
to be
cash
6 feet
for
10 minutes or something like
the all
that.
Day, or the driver shuttle, so I didn't have any wheelchairs or scooters or screaming kids all day. So. yeah. So.
And what is the how many times a day do you do a wheelchair every day or?
And it's nice because all I get is the soundtracks going. All I get is the soundtracks going to the resorts, so you know I get to hear Epcot's background loop while I'm cruising to Epcot, so that's good.
Oh, you did the bus drivers all day.
Yeah,
so you just had them whining all day. Another day at work. Oh my God, I'm going in. Yeah, that what you heard all day, John?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm still enjoying it. Last night, pulling into Hollywood Studios, beautiful view of, and no, Doug, I can't take any pictures, but, you know, you pull into the bus loop and there's the friendship boat.
Well, that's the best
the dock,
one, dude. I listen to that at
right
work all the time.
In front of the Tower of Terror, you can see the Chinese Theater off in the background.
Oh,
the
there you go.
Behind them,
so do you.
Beautiful.
But I put that on to go to my happy place, John.
Yeah, yeah, they are, so... Yep, that and... No, no, and you won't
well,
get to
at least they're,
well,
you know, the running again, John.
By the time you get back, I don't know. At least to Old Key West and Saratoga,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know why they can't run those.
There's nothing like walking in the World Showcase entrance, the back entrance, and hearing those boats blow the horn at you. That's my happy place, John. Even though I'm not going to see my the butterfly on the hill there anymore. They're open air for. I mean, I don't understand half of the logic with all this pandemic going on. You know, and for logic of almost everything. I got a safety guy, a girl at work. I'm working under cabinets with, and they want you to wear a hard hat on a finished floor. There's nothing above you but drop ceiling. So under the logic, you should be wearing a hard hat anytime you're in a building. But I'm on a floor that I'm trying to repair underneath cabinets, and she's telling me to put my hat on, and I can't see with that. I can't fit with the hat
well,
on.
That's because that's in
but
the rule book.
We'll come into the job, and there's no nothing cleared at all to walk across
so,
the ice in the snow,
sense,
John.
Doug,
people falling everywhere. But you got to have your hard hat on. They didn't clear a spot. There's no plowing, no salt, no nothing on the job site itself to get into the building, John. But when you walk in the building, if you don't have your hard hat on, you're getting eviscerated, if you follow me.
Yeah, there's questionable decisions up there, that's for sure.
No, it's... That's what I'm saying. The whole, everything with the mask mandates and this and that, we've said it a million times. You can go into Target or ShopRite or Walmart and there's 7,000 people in the store. But you can't work out at a gym with 30 people in the gym.
You, obviously,
I mean,
you are,
I don't get it, John.
If you do get it, you're going to shake it off quicker.
And it's just all about money, and I've said it a million times too. The number one thing to help you with this is supposed to be in good shape. The worst thing about this supposedly is if you have compromised lungs that you are more susceptible to getting it. Is that what you heard, John?
Hey, like them apples.
But all these politicians will still allow cigarettes to be sold because it's funding their campaign and you can't go to a gym to get healthy. Now, if you could figure that logic out to me, let me know, please.
Yeah.
You could still smoke. And the kicker is, if you smoke,
you
get the vaccine before somebody that's healthy.
I don't remember talking about that last week, do you?
How do you like that one, John? Yeah, I mean, it's like I just don't understand the common sense of everywhere is what my deal is.
But anyhow.
The hypocrisy.
Come on, people.
What's that?
I'm going to park here in a minute. I'm waiting for Goobers.
Epcot's open to 11 tonight? Oh, that's pretty cool.
No, they're people from California. How in the world are you out here?
No, that was under the radar. I didn't see anything online about that being open. No, I didn't see anything about that, John.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to head in, buddy? Well, they're your brethren, dude. Don't pick on them.
Yeah, she was an interesting character, so we'll see.
Yeah. And then the whole, did you hear about, I'm not going to talk about either way, but our Mandalorian had a major blow up with Gina Carano being fired. So that kind of, wonder who's going to take her place, because I think her role was pretty prominent, don't you? And I also heard that they're going to be putting a, and they were supposed to make a show with her on it. So that ought to be very, very interesting on what's going on with that.
Yeah, new Oswald stuff's always good.
You know, supposedly she lost one job and another company hired her right away, John. So that's very, very interesting.
It's weird. It was such a big deal to get it back in.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The whole world is going crazy, is what my point is, John.
And they had him out
it
here
is nuts. It is absolutely
I actually
nuts
got a picture
out there.
With him. But a couple of years ago, but
Oswald reopens with new mini. We got Oswald shirts coming
else,
out, John.
He should have a prominent role in the One Man.
I'm surprised that since we got Oswald back, they didn't do more with that.
Yeah, it was a sports announcer, wasn't he? Yeah. A sports announcer, wasn't it? Yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah, and we gave what's his face up for? I just had his name in my mind, and now I lost it. What was the guy from the football? They traded Oswald for what's that? Yeah, I just had his name on the tip of my tongue, and I lost it. But yeah, but they traded Al Michaels for him. Whew. I was thinking that while you were talking, and then I got sidetracked, and they're showing the Disney characters right now on the pontoon boats roaming through River of Lights, John, waving to people sitting on the cement steps
in the
middle of the, what do they call it, arena.
Like the boat to nowhere for no reason.
I hope, even after this is all said and done, I hope they continue to have the characters and use the beautiful waterways of Animal Kingdom more than they were so underused, don't you agree?
Animal Kingdom, and there's no breeze at all down there, so yeah, it was pretty atrocious. Yeah,
why though? I mean, you know, and I heard people would complain it was so damn hot down there.
They've got the sheets printed out, but you can't look at them
with the humidity.
Disney's very strict on you doing absolutely no work or any type of work activity before you clock in. So,
A lot of people sneak down to that area though to eat. They have all those little tables and stuff down along the water. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, after.
But
I
anyway,
get,
John, you're in for another exciting day
the
at that. Driving the bus.
I've had to take a shuttle to somewhere else and then wait about 10 minutes for my bus to get the 10, 15, 20 minutes to get my bus there. So one day I had to take a shuttle from here to Disney Springs, pick up a bus there. One day I had to go to.
Do you also think. I also think that that might have something to do with they don't want you telling people what your route's going to be.
That's what I like, but. You know, so, but no, I mean, eventually after I'm feeling more comfortable with it, and when I know where people are here and maybe they're going to try to look for me, what I could try to do is take a picture of it and then remember it and then tell people what, at what time, what resort I should be at and, you know, what bus number I should be on. So, you know, and when I know somebody's really going to try to, when you're down here, when Judas and Tommy are down here, maybe I'll be able to do that type of stuff. So. Yeah, well, let's not get John fired. So, yeah, we'll see.
No
boy.
Well, we're hoping for it. We want to be able to really antagonize you while you're driving.
Yes, it's over.
I'm not going to fire you. I just want to be the bad kid on the bus, jumping up and down making you reprimand me, John. Nah. The Blue Mandalorian, the Mandalorian has Baby Yoda blue macaron lands at Walt Disney World, John. You can get a blue macaron at Magic Kingdom. Ain't that amazing, John? Mm-hmm. They're doing everything with Baby Yoda, aren't they? And then they have the new Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Rose Snow Globe arrives at Walt Disney World. $559, John. I'm kidding about the price.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding about the price, but it is pretty. It's a pretty snow globe. It's I exaggerate a little. It's only $70, John. It's a lot of money for a snow globe to sit in a cabinet, and you look at it three times a year, probably.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got a few snow globes that we've had bought for us for. We got one that's the car driving, because us always driving. My aunt bought us that. Did we get that one? There's one we got. I think it was that one. It was the whole the Mickey clan in the car driving, if you follow me. All the Fab Five driving to Walt Disney World. But then we got one, and then everybody thought we were collecting them.
It's not even like,
got us a few more.
As
I've told you a million times, Brenda's not into collecting all that
stuff. The wacky times they have us now. Like today, I'm going in at 9:51.
But I'll let you go, Johnny.
So, I mean, it's impossible to predict what
I would like. Again, I wish before the show we knew where you were headed, so I could pretend I'm with you through the parks today. Oh, I wanted to ask you if you've seen this, and I want to try to get the gentleman on the show. This guy, with everything being shut down with the pandemic and everything, he lost his job, but he's an electrical engineer. Dude, he made himself homemade, RDFI readers that work with your Magic Band, and put like Haunted Mansion and Soarin' and all in them, and you can hook them up at your house and they'll work with your Magic Bands. So I want to try to get him on the show and see if he would like to come on. They're not cheap. I think the average one, I'm not sure, is like $199. But there's a lot of work involved in them, dude. Like, it plays
the
Carousel Progress one has the logo of the Carousel Progress.
But I really like,
and when you scan your Magic Band, it starts singing "It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow."
So
I'm going to try to get him on the show. I didn't know if you've seen that yet, John. Did you
come back? Is about 55 minutes.
I'll send you the link. I don't have everything sitting in front of me right now. It just came to my mind. It has a Haunted Mansion one and a Soarin' one with the song. So, if you had a pick today, what route would you want?
All of them are pretty hectic, especially in the mornings, picking up at places like the Contemporary and Fort Wilderness, where they only have one platform to load. That gets hectic, because there's usually has to be a bus driver cast member there trying to split people up into different areas, depending what park they're going to.
It ain't as hectic.
Can get very hectic, and there's only room for two buses to pull in. So the newer resorts with individual platforms for different parks are a lot easier to load at. So. All right, I'll give that a shot. Yeah, maybe I could talk myself into spending $13 on a margarita, but maybe not. I don't know. That's pretty.
Well, if you are at Epcot tomorrow or whatever day you're supposed to get done,
Your job
is to head over to the Three Caballeros in Mexico and see if they still have cardboard cutouts up there, John. And I could give you that assignment because I know that getting on that ride isn't going to really hurt you at all. Right, John? Well, if I'd have thought about it sooner, I'd have sent you $13 for it.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
But anywho, John, you have a great day. Everybody out there, please be kind to one another. Wear your mask.
Bye-bye.
Everybody can have an opinion. Don't mean you have to hate them, people. Just, can't we all just get along? John, you go enjoy your bus drive and pick up all your friendly Disney fanatics. And we hope you have a great week. And we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John. John got off his one mic and onto the other so we can tell the difference. Bye, guys. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.